Okay, here we go. First one after a game. So I just wrote some things down here as far as injuries and things like that. And hopefully I cover some, and I'll leave it open for questions at the end. But Russell Allen sprained his ankle. I believe it was the first play of the game. So he did play some after that. It was pretty swollen. I saw it after the game, but we think that he should be okay. Ryan Davis is being evaluated for a concussion. Before we went to team meeting, they were finalizing that. Isaiah Stanbeck has a quad strain. We'll have a better idea on Monday how much these guys will be out. The good news on the injury front is we feel really good about Jonathan Cyprian. We think he's probable on Monday, as well as Justin Blackman. So that's two good things right there. We'll wait and see on Monday, but we feel good about that. We talked to the team prior to the game, our team meeting. It was the whole emphasis was on running and hitting, and that's what we wanted to see. That was the emphasis with our team, and we didn't want them to think about anything else other than that. And, I wanted to see in that environment if they would go out and compete the whole game. And everybody got a chance to play, first group, second group, third group, and I know at the end there, the coaches were into it and the team was, so that was great. I think what we saw last night that everything wasn't perfect. The penalties and the turnovers and things like that, we've got to clean those things out of our game. It was our first opportunity. There was an emphasis, but until you go through it in a game, I think now to be able to watch this tape, they can see that just how important it is. We'll point out the good things. I think it's important for accountability. And in our team meeting today, we talked about what we did well and areas that we need to improve on. And our players will appreciate that, being real with them. And, that's how we're going to go about. That's the through tough opportunities or through loss, tremendous growth can come from that. And we're going to capture that and make sure we take advantage of it. Protecting the football, like I said, but I thought we were active for four quarters. I thought we really competed. Another area, offensively, we had 42 passes, one sack. They had one sack and 42 pass attempts. And, I thought that our first group, the offensive line, did a nice job. When you rush for 127 yards, I believe, 127 yards, that's good. And I think you can understand our commitment to the run game. And a classic illustration is from the three practices. Every day I talk to you guys, I said, you know what, Tuesday felt pretty good with the run game. Wednesday, they're starting to understand it. And they carried it over to a game. That was a great sign. So that was good. Saw some flashes on defense. I was excited for them to go out there and have a three and out. Obviously, our number one thing is to get the ball. We missed some opportunities. We had one takeaway. We could have had two more. And we got to capture those. But the ability to go out there. They had sudden change opportunities. One ball was on the 40-yard line or 35-yard line. They lost 11 yards and kicked a field goal. Those are bright spots. Backed up situation right before the half. Three and out gave the offense another opportunity to go down and score. All those things we can build on. But I did like the feel of it. I think that we'll even feel our team even more as we go through the preseason. So I'll leave it open for questions.
Because when you go back and look at it, the thing that stand out is the defensive pressure, especially early on.
Yeah, when I watched it, I saw, you could see Senderic, when he got a nice move, he got a sack. Another time he got close and affected him, got him off the spot. So you can see they're trying to work their games and how they're working together. Babin and Senderic on a side together and trying to feel like, okay, if I run this game, can I count on you? You saw when Senderic came out and the quarterback scrambled. Those are the things that they just got to understand how each one of them operates and what they can do. And there was some pressure. I thought Andre Branch, the one early in the game, he came back, redirected, made a nice play in the game. So there were flashes. We're going to continue to put strain on our four-man rush. I mentioned that before the game. I think we pressured twice. One we got a pick and the other one we got a sack. Those are the two opportunities that we pressured. Other than that, we were counting on our four-man rush, and we wanted to evaluate that.
How simple also on defense did you keep things on the back end?
Very. It's very simple.
What sort of thinking behind it?
Well, in order for us to be where we want to be defensively, We stress the fundamentals and our techniques. And it's not, hey, we just play one coverage or two coverage. There's a lot of things that go into it. There's specific drops. There's specific indicators. There's pre-snap, post-snap. And there's a lot of things that go into it. So with one coverage, a lot of detail. Now, once we get that detail down and we understand it, now we can insert different people at those positions to do the same techniques, but they have to understand the essence of the defense. And that's what we're teaching them now, and that's why we're so simple.
Looked like Luke off to a tough start on the first play. How did he play after that?
He's good. You know, I haven't had a chance to meet with George one-on-one yet, just off what I saw, but he did a nice job. He did a nice job.
On that one play where Wade got around him, didn't get
overextended hands, yeah. So, but, you know, that's, again, you watch guys and it's the first play of the game and they go, okay, here's Wake, now I got to do this. It's a classic illustration. And then he calmed down, played within himself, and he's fine. So.
When did you see out of Brewster playing with Brewster?
What's that?
When did you see out of Brewster playing with Brewster?
You know, with Meester being out, he had an opportunity, got a lot of reps last night, a lot of reps. So, you know, he needs to be a guy that can play multiple positions for us. And we're trying to find our 7-8 guys that we can count on. So it was good for him, a good opportunity. We thought, you know, some of the things like our tempo of practice, how we handled the line of scrimmage, that went very well. Both the quarterbacks, they drove us down in scoring positions. We just got to learn to finish in those opportunities. But a lot of that credit went to the offensive line.
Is it really? Go ahead.
Let's say Russell Allen is out for a while. Who do they give an opportunity?
Well, we'll take a look at it. You know, Brandon Marshall's been playing the spot, so we're going to have a personnel meeting after our meetings today. We have a walkthrough. We call it a corrections period, where we go out there and walk through the plays that affected us, that hurt us, make sure we correct them. We'll have a personnel meeting, and then if we have to move some people around, we will.
Is it difficult to really, truly evaluate quarterbacks when you're missing both receivers, your star running back, and your center, or is that overrated?
No, I think that part of it is. That part of it is, but we want to, how are they handling the line of scrimmage? How are they handling communication? How are they handling tempo? How are they handling adverse situations? That doesn't matter with who's on the field, but ideally, yeah, you'd like to have your starting guys on the field with them for timing and things like that. So we had a chance to evaluate a lot of things.
Are you going to let this week play out like you did last week with
those
two guys?
Yep. And you know what? Look at it. It worked out that they both had quite a few reps with the first offensive line. So we'll go in there with the plan, and it may get off the plan a little bit. But as we see how the week progresses, we'll go with it.
Was there any thought of giving Blaine another series so he didn't have to end on an interception?
No.
How important is it in that regard? You said they both got a lot of opportunities with the offensive line, but Chad played against a lot more second-team defense. Miami. Do you want to see both guys working against first team defense?
No, it should. I know I understand what you're saying, and I respect that. But we just, you know, they still have to execute regardless. You know it. You know, I'm sure there's some things that people would think about with that. Our dilemma was probably that same thought process you went through. How do we do this? We don't need our offensive line to get 50 snaps the first preseason game. You know, generally like to give him 15, 20. Well, we extended it to make sure that Chad was with the first group. And so we taxed him a little bit. I think they got over 30 reps or went the whole first half. But, you know, that was cool. It was good. I mean, I think they actually liked it because they got more of a rhythm.
Will you extend again this week?
We'll see how it plays out. I mean, it may end up being that way.
What do you think, Todd McGrath?
He did a nice job. That one series that we ended with an interception, Blaine, the one that we had in their end, Todman, and they had D-Rob, had some nice runs. I just talked to him before the team meeting. He said, Gus, as the game went on, it felt like I was adjusting to the speed. Right away, it was like, okay. And then I felt myself adjusting, and I gained confidence as the game went on. Like, hey, this is pretty good, man. I can do this, and I can play, and you know I can make some things happen, and that's what happens with some of those young guys now.
How much will Sipp's return change this secondary?
Well, we'll see how fast you know we can get his growth going. He believes that it's been good for him to sit out and see a different view of it, and he felt like he learned a great deal doing that. Now he has to transfer it on the field, but You know, he'll have to compete just like everybody else, but we have, you know, high hopes for him.
Did you go back and revisit a game with Blackman last night or today?
Yeah. Just moving on? No. I mean, I did. I just want to, because I think you made the comment last night there was other things. So, you know, I did go back and check it out. And I brought both of them in and said, explain this situation. And it was good. It was, you know, I understand. It was like, I'll give you an example. I think it was Tobias Palmer fumbled the punt, and I went over to him. I went over to him on the sideline, and I said, Tobias, you can't be looking that way when the ball's up there. But what's it look like? You know, it looks like I'm ripping him. I said, no, you can't look that way when the ball's in the air, man. You know, but it appears that way. And I'm not going to say that there was you know, between Justin and Jason Babin, but it was more like, hey, just back up when Gus is telling you to back up. You know, it's one of those things, and it probably appeared bigger, but I'm glad you brought it up. It gave me an opportunity to check it out, but, you know, it was a lot smaller than what I initially thought.
First time you went live on special teams. Do you like the way some of your young guys got down the field?
Yeah, I think that what we're challenging Ryan more on is their effort. I think we wanted to see more effort. We saw it, but we just have such high expectations. And it might be something this simple. When we kick off the ball, even though it goes through the back of the end zone, run all the way through the goal line. Don't let up at the 10. You know, but they're just understanding Mike Mallory's philosophy and how we want to do things. So when we say effort, it's not getting off blocks and things like that. That was pretty good, but the overall effort. The punt returns. You know, what do we have, 23, 21, and 12 or something like that? I mean, that's pretty good. You know, and you felt Ace a little bit out there. So, you know, and we initially were going into it thinking he'd get two punt returns. And, you know, so it was good to give him a feel. First time catching punts underneath the lights, you know, all those things. Looking back at it, you know, with Tobias and Miles, it may have been a good idea to get out there once or twice and catch some under the lights.
On the injury front,
yes.
Some of the guys yesterday, to return besides
Ciprian
and Blackman,
Mincy
tomorrow?
Yes, I believe Mincy, his test went well.
Forsett?
Forsett worked out before the game and he felt good. So we anticipate, hopefully, I'm not sure, I hate to go on a limb, but the way his conversations went with me, he felt pretty good about this week.
And as of now, you expect Maurice to play next Saturday night?
We'll see how this week goes. Really just check his cardio. I know he really wanted to go this past weekend, and we'll reevaluate as the week goes.